Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Hi, Jess.
Hello, June.
So, I was just saying I'm worried about recording today because we've spent so much time together this week. I don't think a day's gone by this week where I haven't seen you in person, like, for multiple hours.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, feels very natural to me, of course, to live in your house, share a bed with you, share a hotel bed with you. But we have covered a lot of ground. We've also taken a lot of emotional journeys this week.
Ooh, boy, have we ever.
We were almost haunted by the undead. And that was really tricky. I have bogeys attached.
You definitely do. You definitely do. Here's what I do want to ask our deep divers, and I don't know if this is just us, but I guess I'm just curious, like, how sensitive everybody else is to the energy of others.
Like, we are destroyed by it. I really feel like we are porous membranes, but you actually know that about yourself and take several steps back.
And I'm going to say something, and not to make this about my Amazon storefront.
Yeah.
But I'm going to talk about my energy, sort of the process of osmosis I go through with people and taking on their energies. And I'm going to relate it to the Beats Flex.
Yes, because you made a real move yesterday.
But I said at one point, I'm going in.
You texted me. I have to go in, just so you know, like, I won't be responding to anything you say because I can't hear you because I have to block out.
I can't hear you because I'm going out because of the conversation that was happening.
There was a ghoul amongst us. The undead were coming for us like you would not believe.
So I do want to say that and I know people are like, oh, it's so easy to go away with your phones and stuff. It's like, and phones make us disconnected. It's like, sometimes we do have to disconnect.
For protection.
Sometimes we have to disconnect. And when I realized that I had my Beats with me in my bag and I saw these little neon yellow strings.
You can't lose them.
You can't lose them. There's a big difference between looking in a tote for those fucking Apple Air things.
Never gonna get them.
That are 1 inch long and looking for your Beats because they're always wrapped around something.
Yep.
That's one handful down in a tote and you're pulling out the Beats. So they saved my life. You know, last night a
Someone
Beats Flex saved my life.
Saved my life tonight. Yeah. And I went instead the darkness. I went full into the unknown.
I think, Jess, I was just surprised at how much of yourself you give everyone. Because I'm learning about Jessica, Deep Divers. You might think we know each other so well. I told her yesterday, I said, you know, the craziest thing is that when Casey and I met Jessica, I thought she was like Tracy Flick. I thought she was, because she was the queen of the Upright Citizens Brigade, toast of the town. And I thought she has her fucking, there's not an I that's not dotted and a T that's not crossed.
Funny.
This woman has her shit together. And you do have your shit together. But now that I know you, I didn't see the chaotic undercurrents that I now know and love. Love.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you as well. And so I am getting to know you better. And I saw you open your energy to forces and fields yesterday that I shut the fuck down immediately. Immediately no.
Yeah.
Immediately no to this person. Immediately no to that person.
The way we move about is so very different. Like why I am spending mental energy on whether or not this somebody whose only job is to, you know, lead me to where I'm going. I'm like spending hours thinking about how I can help launch her career in music. And what books she needs to read in order to get that confidence in herself. And yeah, it's a different way of moving through the world. And I have to tell
it's
you,
it's a different way.
There's right. something to be different. There's something. I'm very quick to apologize for things that aren't even my fault.
And I was actually thinking, reflecting back on our time together last night, and I was like, I hope I didn't give you too much feedback. I'm so
no, I loved
right
it.
But I did yell at you a couple times. Don't apologize. Don't say you're sorry.
Yeah. Well, some of the things we should have apologized for, like sometimes I'm a rule breaker and sometimes I follow the rules. You know, you don't really know which way. You don't know which way I'm going to go. Yeah. You don't know which way. I am Tracy Flick and also I am Matthew McConaughey. You don't know. You cannot put a pin in me. Because I'm a butterfly, baby. I gotta fly. You don't know. It's very destabilizing for some, you know?
I can see that. I can really see that.
Because I may look like I'm there, but I'm not.
So you always sort of have the beats in, even if they're not.
but I'm so good at faking I'm there that people just believe I'm there. But I always said it's like Will Smith and, you know, in Men in Black when they shoot that alien and it's a human head, but inside a tiny alien head. Sometimes I can just be that tiny alien head and nobody knows what's going on under there. You know? It's really something. But yes, like protecting your energy is really important. And I actually think more and more I've got to really, really do that because I feel so exhausted by the end of my days. And that's probably why.
How could you not? How could you not?
Yeah. Yeah.
How could you not? You know,
and then I also got very, oh, such destabilizing news about a loved one, like in the middle of a work experience. Thank God you were with me. But what I actually wanted your take on, June, was something that I've been kind of the last 72 hours going back and forth about, which is basically like, how does one move in the world as a human while there is so much shocking surprise that can often bring deep pain and sadness and sorrow and fear. And then you still have to go about the day. And so compartmentalizing, especially when it's about somebody you love, is like really difficult because you're like, well, if I love this person, I need to be freaking out all the time. Mm-hmm. But actually, that will mean you are not there for that person in any way they need you to be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've all at this age, most all of us have lived through some crazy traumas. And I'm just sort of like, how does one continue to be a human being alive in this world and not completely have their heart blown apart, shattered?
I genuinely like don't know. You know, I think if you're practicing Buddhism, you would really like constantly be striving toward that acceptance of suffering and the human condition and just the idea that
this is the moment I find myself.
Yes, that it's that actually suffering is a part of the experience, both for ourselves and others. And that's really, really hard. It's hard to think that, you know, to know when you have children that your children will suffer, and that our job is really to prepare them to handle it, but not to avoid it, or to say it's not going to happen, or, you know, but to really find the tools to handle it and to know that it's inescapable, really.
So then how are you going to show up? And I also feel like you can say to yourself, well, if one thing is bad or scary, I can just like not have any joy ever. And that can't be. That can't be, because no. Some things last for a long time, hard things you're going through. And that doesn't mean you don't want to miss out on those precious other moments. But
it's true.
I think that's why we push it away so much, because we think like, well, I don't want to always feel sad about this or scared. And it's like, well, you're going to sometimes feel sad and scared. And then it's okay to go out and kick a soccer ball with your daughter and have fun. But that's black and white thinking is very hard for me. So when something very destabilizing comes in, and God damn it, I mean, it's a surprise for a reason. It always hits you like,
yeah, I
wish someone would set a reminder on your phone. In an hour, you're going to get a phone call that's really going to rock you. Never happens that way.
No, it doesn't. And that's what's like so interesting about life, right? It's like every moment where, and I know this is going to sound really terrible, but sometimes I think even when we're bearing bad news and surprising information, I try to think that there might be another time where I'll look back on my life and wish to be in this moment.
Whoa, that seems...
And I know that actually seems really dark. I know that seems really dark, but I mean it, because we don't know what's to come. We don't.
It's so true.
We don't know what's to come. And I think that's so terrifying and so incredible. You know, it's so incredible to know that also we can choose optimism. And as much as we can choose to think of the worst case scenario after getting bad news, I just followed this woman on TikTok who talked about the death of, she 25 years ago, she lost her 5-year-old daughter.
Ugh.
And she really talks through like what intense grief and mourning she was in for, years, a number of years. But I was so blown away by her processing of her loss, because she, she really speaks about how grateful she is to have had those 5 years and how she's so happy that she had that.
Right.
And that she understands, and people say, oh, but your daughter didn't, you know, you didn't get to see her have children. You didn't get to see her do. And she's like, that is absolutely true. But I think her feeling was that, in her grief, it would be disrespectful to her daughter to be in mourning, to be sad that her daughter didn't get this time. She's like, her feeling is it was disrespectful to her daughter because it would not be a celebration of what she did get. 5 beautiful years. And I was like, wow, what an unbelievable way to look at it. And I have to say, I do think that it's definitely taken me a bit of processing, but I really do feel that way about my parents. I mean, there are some times where I can absolutely think, oh, I don't, you know, the kids don't have grandparents and they didn't get to see this, they didn't get to see that, and pickleball and all the things in sports. But I am like, wow, did I have a great experience with them? And so I don't have the, I don't know. So
well,
I
it guess comes down to regret. Just, regret something? Regret has been something that has kind of guided my whole life. It's like, what? I know that things are scary to do, but will I regret not doing them? And if I mean, it seems crazy, like a negative way to do it, but it's not. It's like, I knew that to try being an actor could be a spectacular failure. And I was like, but I knew that I would regret it for the rest of my life if I didn't try. Same with like falling in love and, you know, having a baby and moving to LA, you know, all these things. And you're right. It's like, I think about moving to LA, God, the fear that went into that, like, and that first 2 year and a half, so sad, no friends, no jobs, a strike, like, you know, and then I find the friends that have completed my life, which I never would have found had I stayed in New York City. You know, so you're right. You don't know which way. You can't predict it, but we're always trying to shore it up.
Yes.
But you kind of, I'm really into the concept too of future friend, right? Remember how Brogan kept saying, be your own future friend. And it's like, what would my future, if what is this action I'm taking today? Is it helpful for my future friend of me? So if I'm going to like totally go down a wormhole of anxiety and panic, is that helpful to the future friend that's going to be sitting down to dinner with my precious daughter and husband?
And also, Jessica, I would say to you that, and you have every right to be destabilized, and you have every right to
Well, it's to just be shaken.
It's just destabilizing news. And you have been like battling and a warrior out there, and it has absolutely led you to be in the perfect person, actually, to sit with this information. You're perfectly primed. You're perfectly, you're called to handle this. You are.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And I think sometimes that is what goes on when bad things happen, is you go, I can't handle this. And like, you can. Like, you can and you will.
You can and you will.
You know, you can and you will.
That's the mystery of like when people say, oh, you know, I heard friends say that to me when I had, my dad was so sick and I had a 2-year-old and then I was pregnant. Like I didn't know what was happening. And they were like, I can't believe you're doing this right now and taking care of your dad. And it's like, I wish I could say I'm trying even. You're doing because you have to, and you will. You just will. And I also, I just know that everything will be okay too.
Well, not only that, like you can also say, maybe things will be better. And that's what I came to last night. I thought, you know what? Why do we always think, I know why, we're trying to protect ourselves. It's like, if I say that the outcome is going to be bad, then I won't be as upset when it's bad. That's actually scientifically not true. Predicting a bad outcome does not make you less painful when it does happen. So you're like, so why wouldn't I imagine that this could be wonderful in some strange way? Because God knows some of the worst things turn out to be the best things.
And also, this is what is right now.
Yeah.
Right now, this is what is.
There ain't no getting away. It's the buffering, as somebody I listen to talks about, buffering, which is like the eating, the, you know, scrolling, the buying, the porn, the everything you could get your hands on to not feel the present moment.
And sometimes we do need to buffer, though. I'm like, I'm actually a big believer in buffering. You know, that's when I had to put my, I had to buffer a little bit when I put those beats in yesterday at that event. Like, I was like, gotta buffer because, and that's okay. You know, there, we've talked about it before, but there's self-soothing is so important. And
yeah.
Sometimes we do need to mentally go away so we can come back.
Yeah. And I also think it was very important that we were told very specifically not to get, we had a hotel room we had to be in, and they said, don't, there was a written note that said, do not disturb the bed. And what we did instead was not only did I get in the bed, but so did you. Yeah. And they found us both in the bed. I was laying a little like Weekend at Bernie's. I was sat up, sort of. I wasn't moving my head, you know, kind of a lifeless body, but still listening. And you were just telling me your tales, which were really quite,
I said to you,
engaging.
Yeah. And I did say to you, if you need me to leave, I'm happy to leave.
No.
I'm happy to talk right now and have you honestly close your eyes and not respond.
Yes, just listen. Just listen.
It's basically like a live podcast for one. Like, if you need to just, but I'm happy to tell you a story because I felt like you were very animated listening and I wanted you to know you didn't have to be. Like, you could go back.
No, part of it was sometimes you need to like engage in something else. Engage in something else other than what's up for you, because that's the other thing. It's like thinking about it. That doesn't really help all the time. Make your moves and then, you know.
There are certain things too, Jess, where it's like, I know probably a lot of self-help people will say like, you want to do all these things to be awake for the present moment. And I say, yeah, to a certain extent.
Right.
There are times, and I think you're in one right now, where we need to let time go by.
That's where I'm in a waiting pattern here.
And so
I got to get from now to Wednesday. And I'm like, that's the quickest.
Let some time go by.
I'll tell you what I don't need. A 3-day weekend with 2 days already homesick.
I don't need kids homesick. Like that's so 2022.
That 2023, felt like
there's no more sick days for children. Okay.
This is an insult to me.
To my intelligence.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was planning on sitting here and watching Emily in Paris again. I don't need this.
It was really uncalled for.
It is. It's offensive. It's not right. And yet here we are at this long weekend. So I appreciate. I don't mean to be too cryptic. Everything's fine. Everything actually is fine. It actually is fine. And, you know, sometimes too, like the gift of when something like this happens is like you get hit in the solar plexus with how deeply you care. Right? That is actually a gift to go like, woo. Oh, I knew I cared about that person, but you know, life can get in the way of remembering that or feeling it. Feelings. Like, remember when you were like 20 years old and you would get a breakup and your heart would ache. It would actually physically hurt.
Yes. It hurt to breathe.
It hurt to exist.
Yeah.
And then like, you're like, well, God, I can't like hold down a job and also go through that kind of thing. Like you got to really like tamper some of that down. But every so often life pierces that veil, right? And that's good to be reminded you're alive. You know? At the very least.
It's very true. And also I come back to your, you know, chop wood, carry water. There are things that we must do and have to do to keep going and to keep moving.
I know.
Sometimes there's such burdens and sometimes like they hold us together.
I know, but I'm looking around at this house.
Oh, when I tell you I came
so
in.
So crazy.
I came in last night.
It looks crazy.
After we battled demons together, okay? And I looked around at the mess and the clutter and the games that were out.
Because
I went to a crazy place this week where I was like, I'm getting out all the math games and we're doing a math game. Like I was up to some weird stuff.
I know.
But then the math games were out and they were
everywhere. Okay.
And it creates in me such fucking panic. Such panic. And
I know. And you don't have the energy. We're working very late. I don't have the energy to attack it either. I'm like, it's there staring at me like one of the many bogeys that's riding side saddle right on me right now.
I know.
I mean, I probably should schedule an exorcism before I should attack the dishes, let alone the laundry.
Jessica, Bao is currently getting set up. He's brought all of his things.
Out of his Santa's sack.
Yes. And because I think this is actually really important to talk about, because I know we told everybody that we were women of significance, that we were working outside in. And
please remember, though, please remember, I am in a vulnerable place. I know you're going somewhere that's going to be feedback.
I'm not.
All right.
This isn't feedback. This is actually... I'm very proud of you, Jess.
it ends well.
I am very proud of you. But I think it's important to actually talk about maintenance. Because something happened where, I know we talked about it last time, but Jessica had gotten the nails, had her life changed. One broke. She got them all off. Then they were dipped.
Went to a bargain basement place to dip them. Cheated on Bao. Then they broke. Then said on the podcast, I'm going to call Bao instead of deserved Bao. I went to a place where my blood was shed. My literal blood got shed within 5 seconds of sitting down, and I stayed. Got one of the worst manicures of my life. And then
I kind of want to read the text that went back between you and I.
And Bao?
yes, and Bao. And Bao, if I have your permission to just read some of the texts from you, me, and Jessica on air. And Bao, how can our listeners find you on Instagram? Nails by Bao 888, and that's BAO. Nails by Bao 888. So I did have to take deep divers. There was so much that happened, and I did eventually have to take things into my own hands because I didn't know what was happening, you know, and I felt that things were so frantic. So Jessica went to that place, and
something really bad happened.
Something. Do you have the texts?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to start, Bao, it's Jessica.
Okay.
Any way you can come do. And I'll play the part of myself and Bao.
All right.
Monday, 8:50 a.m.
Bao, it's Jessica. Any way you could come do my nails at June's tomorrow at 10 a.m.? I went to someone near my house and it's a disaster.
Bao. Hi, Jessica. I'm sorry to hear that. Let's fix your nails. I could be available at 10 tomorrow, but are you also available around 6 at June's place? Because I'm doing June's nails Tuesday around 8:30 p.m.
I'm so sorry. I'll be home by then. I can be at June's as early as at 9:30. Does that help?
Oh, okay. I'll put you down at 10 a.m. And this is where deep divers, things get... So I want you to listen up. Are we doing the same as last time?
My nails are longer, so I'm wondering if we don't need gel X. Like, why wouldn't I need gel X?
And this is where
I sent really a picture where it looked horrendous.
And then Bao says, well, if you're happy with the length, then we don't need gel X.
Now he's saying whatever you, the customer wants, but mm-hmm. I know, and I'm reading in between because I took a lot of English classes. I'm reading for the subtext. If you are happy with the length, I said, but would love them a little longer.
Now that's where I knew I needed to step in. And I am CC'd on this thread, Jess. So I felt like I was sort of a silent partner here. Like someone's got to speak up on behalf of the actual nails. So I said, I'm going to intervene here.
Then I got scared and I said, so maybe JLX one more time, question mark?
I say, all caps, she is not happy with length.
I say, tail between my legs. Yes, that's right.
I'll come right back in. They need to be longer, maybe a tad shorter than last time.
Then I write, bow, she's the boss.
And then I say, but bow, you decide whether to do Gel X or not. They have to be longer. Full stop.
They have to be, but a little shorter than last time because I couldn't type.
Fine.
Then I wrote, bow, I'm so scared. I'm just happy you will be there as a witness in case she gets physical.
Bao, she can no longer make these decisions on her own.
Bao has been silent now for about 10 minutes because he doesn't want to be involved in this. And then he wrote, haha, love your sense of humor. Like trying to suss out, is this real or is this humor? And then you really took things up a notch when you said,
put her in a nail conservatorship like Britney Spears, but for nails.
And he wrote, again, a little scared, maybe, ha ha, so funny. I wrote, ha 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 ha, bow, she's not joking.
And then I say, not in the least.
Okay, then it goes on. And at the end of the day, we got to where we needed to be, which is that they're beautiful again. And I ended up having to spend more money because I had to fix the mistakes of the last two. And therein lies, there's a couple messages. One,
and I didn't, Jessica, I beg you to know, I wasn't bringing this up to try to put you in any
I know.
I'm genuinely I think this is important to talk about. Okay, like 2023 is excellent. And so we can get excellent, but how do we maintain excellence?
Well, I think that there's a big rush, and I'm talking to all you deep divers out there, you first timers. There's a big rush. I did it. I treated myself. But guess what the brain's going to do? It's going to bring you back to what you're comfortable with, even if what you're comfortable with is a smelly little dirty cave where your nails look like shit and you feel like shit. And you don't think this is the most important part. You don't think you deserve it. Your self-image is not one of somebody that deserves to have this self-care.
And it's so hard because when we got into, and Bao was so shocked when he realized that that woman had cut your cuticles. And I said, I haven't heard of anyone cutting cuticles since 1991.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think it was done anymore. Like, you just don't hear it.
Yeah.
You don't hear it these days. And so it was so, so then, there was more in the text about like Bao trying to suss out from the photo, did she cut your cuticles? Like, cause it was violent, Jess, what happened?
It was violent. And you know, it's crazy. Every time I looked down, it was a reminder to myself that I had not valued myself. And that's the work. I know there are some people probably thinking, why? I don't know, actually. I think all of our deep divers understand why we're talking so much about this. It is not about the nails. It's about how are we seeing ourselves, our self-image? What do we think we deserve? And you don't have to, if nails are not the thing that are signaling to that to you, I'm just saying they're there. You look down at them every day, you use them in your everyday tasks, and they signal not just to the world, but to you, that you believe you deserve something pretty and luxurious and And just for you, just for you. There's no reason why you have to have nails. You don't.
No. And there's also no reason why you don't have to have them.
That's right.
Okay. Like, there's no, and maybe I guess this is what we were saying before about being actually in the moment. It's like, if they could be short or if they could be long, like, it doesn't, why not be long? You know, why not maintain them? Why not continue to strive for excellence?
And yeah. I just want to counterpoint. We had a deep diver wrote to me who was said she was afraid to DM you. And I understood that. She said,
I know people say this like, oh, I'm so scared of you, you know, and this as though that offends me or something. Like, what I want to say to everybody and to you, Jess, yeah. is like, good.
I know. Again, good. I shouldn't take it as an insult. Yeah, I don't think she meant it as one. But she said, I just want to put it out there that there is something very, very cute and adorable and also classy about a short nail that's done beautifully. And with nail art. So she was just saying the ultra femininity that we kind of are pushing with these beautiful long nails. That's what I'm about these days right now. But please don't. You need to find your own style of nail. And then just
of course.
Maintain and it. I just want to be clear for those people who are like, I can't do long nails for whatever line of work they're in, etc.
Yeah. I mean, you're never going to tell me it's better. I'm never going to believe that. So I won't. Okay. So I'm not going to be shamed about my point of view here. But I do think, you know, it's just really important to talk about, because I think sometimes we can make these moves, you know, these strong moves.
But what's the follow-up?
But what's that follow-up look like?
What's the follow-up look like?
What's the follow-up? How do we maintain?
Because your brain will always try to pull you back. It will. Until we set a higher set point. And I do believe, actually, if I'm to keep up with these, like after 6 months, this is just who I am. It's starting to become who I am. I'm learning to type.
I am curious, like, yeah, and I wish you had given typing, because they are shorter than we started out with. But I think they're a great length for you, and I think they're stunning. And I still think they read as I'm a woman with long nails. I'm a woman of significance. They do. I'm curious, like, as you navigated this destabilizing news yesterday, if
they
your nails
me.
Told you anything.
Oh,
yeah.
100. As I battled ghouls left and right, it was like the end of Ghostbusters, the original movie. I felt like, yes, this was my armor was here and I was going to be okay. I can't. That's just how I felt. I kept typing them, looking at them in an off moment.
Yeah, they catch you by surprise, don't they?
Feeling good about them. You know, it's just, really, I'm telling you, you can't look at your own face when you're walking around the world. You can't look at your own hair.
Oh, my
you
God.
You can
this
look
is
at your
so
own nails.
True. This is, Jessica, sometimes I don't think there's more to say about a subject. And then you drop that. Yeah, we can look at them. It's like, this is for our own gaze. Fuck the male gaze and even fuck the female gaze. This is a self gaze.
It's a self gaze.
It's a self gaze. We get to gaze upon it. Oh, wow. That's so true, Jessica. I never thought about that, because it's like, you're right. Makeup, even our bodies looking great. Like, yeah, we're in them, but we don't get to see them that much. Really, I can try to look down.
You could try to get a mirror up there, but
fully.
You can't see it.
I can take in my own nails. Now, how would you feel if I told you I'm going to get the exact same color that you got?
I love that idea. Okay, I love that idea.
Because that's how much I love yours, that cloudy pink.
I love that we're going to be the same. And for pickleball, I want us to get whatever. We haven't decided yet whether we're in white and navy or crisp white or white and green. But I want pickleball themed nails. We will have them.
Ooh, baby. I'm right? thinking of a modern French, like, green.
Great.
Pickle
Great.
Green.
Yes. or even a white with a little racket, like a little something, a little nail art. And if Bao needs to start, you know,
practicing.
Now, Bao's there. Do we want to ask him to weigh in on anything?
Bao, as you're working, would you be willing to answer a few questions? Okay, great. But Bao, I know you've heard me and Jessica really like frantically talking about how important these nails are to us and what the meaning, the way we're making meaning around these nails. And I know you just heard what I said about the self-gaze of nails and being able to see them ourselves. I'm curious, for you as a nail technician and artist, are you surprised to hear how important they are to us? Or do you feel like, oh, of course, you know, hold on, I'm going to move this over for the answer.
I do feel that they're very important.
You do?
I do. Because we talk with our hands.
It's true. Did you hear that, Jess?
I absolutely
do. We talk with our hands. And okay, an important question, then I'm going to get to Jessica's. When you have a client like Jessica, who, or a patient, I don't know what you refer to us as, but
I am a patient.
Jessica's more of a patient, and they go off on their own and go rogue. Do you personally feel offended, or do you just take it as it comes?
I'm not very territorial, so no, I wouldn't feel offended.
That's great.
Yeah.
And okay, so now we want to get into the nitty gritty and kind of pick your brain. The difference between Gel X and dip, can you kind of take us through that?
Well, the Gel X is basically, it's like a tip it's made of gel, and the whole tip will just be lay on top of your nail bed, and it's going to be adhesive with a gel base.
Okay.
The dip is something else different. Dip's more like more related to acrylic because it's powder. And you use a liquid, which causes it to form this form a nail on top of your nail bed with the powder. So it's very similar to acrylic. It's not the same as Gel X.
Bao, I just have one follow-up question for you. So a specific question from Cody came in about feeling like she's also, her nails are also getting cut up. Cut! And people are bleeding, Bao. Blood is being shed at the nail salon. What would you recommend we say to our technicians to make sure they don't cut our cuticles? Even if they're convincing and trying, they keep on telling Cody that her nails are dry and they want to cut.
Well, my recommendation is that for sure, tell them not to cut your cuticles, but also it's best to bring your own tools to the nail salon, because you don't know how sanitized they are.
Such a good point. And is there ever a reason to cut cuticles?
Sometimes we have like hangnails or like certain cuticle that's really like little tails that sticks out, and we cut them. But generally, it's best not to cut them because they do grow back.
There is never a good reason to cut your cuticles. Cody, does that help at all? Do you feel like you're getting...
It does. I do get little hangnails or itty bitty bitties, but what they do is they always try to grab and pull.
Oh!
Wait, listen, it's multiple times, but maybe I'm not going to the right places. I say this as someone who's every woman in their family, aside me, goes and gets biweekly manicures and pedicures. So
biweekly, well, they're not doing gels.
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. For the first time, Mark, because we've had so many since we talked about you, Bao, and how you changed Jessica's life.
Yeah, she did.
I feel honored.
You should.
You changed her life. There's such a kind of a revolution, a nail revolution that started.
Yeah, he's our Joan of Arc, really.
Yes, and there are a lot of first timers out there who maybe never felt like they could do it, or it's too much maintenance, et cetera, et cetera. You're working with a first timer who's like not, you know, used to doing any of this. What do you say to them?
First timer?
That's their first step, yeah. What should they ask for when they go to the salon?
Well, let's see. Depending on what they're looking for. Usually if they're going to do any kind of extension, that's really high maintenance. So that's a little bit a step ahead. I think they should start with gel first. See how that works for them. And if they want to have long nails, then extension, then we can go from there.
Yeah.
Either they can do like gel X, acrylic, or hard gel, you know. Those are more high maintenance.
Thank you so much, Bao. It is high maintenance.
Yeah, it is.
It is high maintenance. And maybe that's another word, two words for my 2023.
I high love that maintenance. You know what high else is high maintenance? Like a race car. You don't just like, there's a group of people in suits and jumpsuits that have to jump out and give it oil and give it love, right? Because it is a high performing, excellent machine. And so are we.
Excellence, we said excellence wakes up early. Excellence is high maintenance.
That's right.
And I'm like, I'm so fucking done with like high maintenance being pejorative. Like it's so bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am high
Thank
maintenance.
Thank you. Yep. Because I'm excellent and it takes a lot to be standard. Excellent.
Yes.
Yes. I don't want it low maintenance. Who wants to be low maintenance?
And by the way, as I'm saying this and waxing poetic, I know you're looking at me and I couldn't look lower maintenance in this moment.
I'm wearing the same sweatshirt that I've been wearing since Monday and it's Friday.
And that's what's so interesting is it's more of a
mindset. It's more of a mindset.
Because I literally couldn't look crazier in
Me
this
too.
Moment.
You
Me know,
too.
I couldn't look
My
more
house
bedraggled.
Couldn't look crazy. Yeah, everything yes. looks crazy right now.
But, you know, my self-gaze is on point. And I'm looking great, you know. So,
and we're having a good time amidst all the serious things that life throws at us. We can still get on the pickleball court, crawl in bed with your best friend, like Weekend at Bernie's, and have them tell you a tale or two.
Yeah.
Curl up with Emily in Paris and just, you're allowed to get your nails done when your life is falling apart.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's the time you must get your nails done.
Yes. And I learned so much. It's like, I know this podcast is a recap podcast of the rest of our episodes, but I did learn so much from Scarlett and I felt very freed by her.
Oh, I keep thinking about everything she said. Yeah.
She unlocked something, as did Brogan, of course, so many of our, you know, so many of our guests, but I just really is like, yeah, this whole thing of like hiding it or pretending I don't care, or I don't know. It's like, no, this is quite enjoyable. And this is therapy.
This is therapy. Think about yes, because I think that therapy for a lot of people can be like, oh, this chore, you know, and also it can be a wonderful thing. And also in different times in your life. But like, if you're not into going to therapy, maybe your weekly therapy is going to get your nails done. Or your hair blown out.
Absolutely.
Or a massage, a little massage, a 10-minute massage at the end of it, you know? I love that. And I have been really moved, and again, not to recap last episode, but I've been really changed by your word of excellence. My word remains control, but that's
They're
what
related.
I need in order to achieve excellence. But if you filter all of your decisions from what you're going to eat in the morning to the clothes you're going to put on your body, to how you're going to spend your Sunday. Is this an excellent decision? Will this lead me to an excellent result or experience? Mm. If we filtered everything through that, imagine the 2023 we would have.
Well, I got to tell you, and again, what I so appreciate is that the ability to like compartmentalize like our experiences. So I felt like today I did have an excellent day. Like I was performing at an excellent level and everything was starting to come together. While my personal outsides
were falling
were falling apart rapidly. But that was so and is so okay with me, you know. So I don't want people to think we're saying, you know, that every moment has to be or every piece, but
no.
I am feeling, that's what's cool, is like I am feeling quite excellent.
I agree with same thing. Like I had one work thing to do that I'd been dragging around, you know, I had dragging around in a satchel with me. And I was like, hey, it's fucking go time. Like you got 4 hours, sit down and be excellent with this one thing. And I had to sit down amidst my my house looks crazy. Now, if I had said to myself, I can only be excellent in this one thing I have to get done, if I get everything else.
And it has to look like this.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't, baby. It can
look like sitting down in the sweatshirt you've worn since Monday and giving excellent attention to this excellent project and feeling excellently proud of yourself after it's done. And then going and having an excellent weekend, even if some things in life are scary. With that, deep divers, we wish you a very excellent week. We're loving seeing your words for 2023. Please keep them coming.
Oh, please. I'd love to read a few that have come in down the wire.
And a thank you to, I believe the handle is Chili Lee, who made that cute little graphic for us. You didn't think I whipped that up.
I know. So impressed. Okay, so someone did that. I saw that making the rounds and I didn't know where it had come from.
Yeah, she made it up.
Wow. Hold on. I got to find
boundaries, some of these words. Peace, joy,
calm. Focus, kindness, rest, friendship.
Calm, beautiful. Magic, romance, boundaries, forward.
Oh, I love these.
Present, drag. Joy. Drag, like drag queens. Drag.
Oh, okay, great.
Joy, grace, boundaries. So many boundaries. Isn't that interesting? So almost every single one has boundaries. That's interesting.
That's really interesting. Boundaries are very loving. I mean, that's how kids feel safe and know that they're, you know, because they couldn't be more vulnerable in the world. And actually, like, boundaries are so incredible for them.
They sure are.
Yes, we're safe within them. Strong boundaries.
And just one review, which was great show this week. Can't say I'll enjoy Amazon stores being the reason you enjoy Destroy the Podcast, but I'll be here for the ride. And I appreciate that.
I did want to just quickly, obviously, Jessica and I have our Amazon stores. I did want our deep divers to know, and I wanted to share with you, Jess. I don't know if you saw a sales bump this week, but I linked to you.
Wow.
You're in my link tree.
I'm going to get, Cody's going to make me a link tree so I can link to you too. Okay, boo.
Cool ups in my link tree as well.
Okay, boo.
So okay. I'm really comfortable with, I know we had to go through something to get there, but I believe there is space for all of us.
I do. Now, I think there's
do
space
we have
for all, of us
all
at the, table.
The same things in our stores? That's going to be the question mark.
Well, it's making me eager to diversify more. I also want to make an announcement too, and then we will let you guys go. When we sent out the dress code for the pickleball event, and I thought you were very kind in your wording that it wasn't mandatory, but ... do your best, which really means it is mandatory. And I want you guys to know that this isn't some sort of a fuck around. Kulop,
I mean,
and Matt McConkey
it's a fuck around
are going
and find
to
out.
Be wandering around as judges and with clipboards. They're going to be taking in account, you know, are you matching with a friend? Are you, what was the concept behind it? And there will be awards given out.
That's right. This is a huge announcement. Kulop Vilisak and Matt McConkey have just signed on to be our fashion judges.
Our arbiters of style.
Yes. So awards will be given. And I just want everybody to know that, like, there will be awards for, you know, best dressed and probably worst dressed.
Where there is dark, there is light. and you can't have one without the other. And when I tell you,
learn from you if you do, if you are awarded worst dress. So I don't want people to feel upset and judged. Know that everyone's being judged.
Right. You will be. And I do not leave this to the last minute. I have that I have paid the piper on that.
Yes, you have, my friend.
Orders need to go in now for multiple sizes, so you have lots of different options.
Yes.
Please don't try to cobble together some hodgepodge routine from your old castaway workout clothes. This isn't that event, okay? With love, XO.
With so much love and gratitude.
Like, if we're not back, listen, if we're not back next week, it's because we are permanent residents of the underworld. Okay? It's been a great ride.
Deep divers, there still might be a couple of tickets left. Head to janeclub.com/pickleball to see if there are any tickets left. We did sell out, but we're able to convince the venue that we absolutely needed more space. So
we will be violating fire codes.
We did open up a few more tickets. So if there are any by the time this episode comes out, please scoop them up. And I want to really thank our special guest, Bao, for joining us this week. Thank you so much, Bao.
And thank you, Bao, for changing my life.
Yes. And again, Bao's handle is at Nails by Bao 888.
Take care.
Have a great week, Jess.
Let's go up a deep dive. Let's go diving deep. Let's go on a deep dive. No secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica going deep. How deep can you go? Oh, really deep. Let's go on a deep dive. Let's go diving deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Earwolf, Jessica St. Clair, and June Diane Raphael. Our producer is Anna Cecilia, and our executive producer is Cody Fisher. Our sound engineer is Veronica Simonetti.
You can listen to our full archive of episodes on Stitcher Premium. For a free one-month trial, use code DEEPDIVE. Special thanks to Anne Geddes for our cover art and Lennon Parham for her sweet vocals. And remember, the best way to support The Deep Dive is to rate and review.